Well, I was sitting thinking while we were singing about how that Jacob, something he said concerning Bethel when he was there, the place where he laid down and had a pillow, a stone for his pillow, and saw great things there, and he made reference to, surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. And that's how I feel here today. God is with us. I'm thankful that we can know when He's with us. We can feel His presence and His Spirit. And I ask for your prayers today. And I ask you to pray for the service today and pray for the lost today and pray that everything will go as God would be pleased. I want to read some scripture from the 11th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, beginning with verse 19. If you'd like to read with me, please turn to Acts chapter 11, beginning with verse 19. Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phinehas and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which, when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man, and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. And I want to conclude my scripture reading there with that 26th verse. The thought that I have on my heart today is being a Christian. Being a Christian. That's what I would like to use today for the title of this message. The word Christian, in the day that you and I live in, is pretty popular. I mean, you hear that word spoken quite often. It doesn't appear to have been that way in Bible days, because to the best of my knowledge, the word Christian is found twice in all Scripture. And the word Christians, plural, is found once, and that being in the verse that I read here from Acts chapter 11. We find that in the Scriptures that those who had been saved, they were commonly called children of God, people of God. Many times they were called saints, believers. But there are just very few times that, as I said, only three times that in the Scriptures that we find the word Christian. I wanted to share those with you today. In the 11th chapter of Acts here, where I have read, I've already read one of those. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. Now, I want you to make note that the Bible doesn't tell us here that that's where they begin to call themselves Christians. But it says that it was in Antioch where they were first, where they were called first Christians. Another place we find is in the 26th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles, in verse 28, when the Apostle Paul was speaking to Agrippa and letting him know that he needed to be saved. And we find it recorded, "Then Agrippa said unto Paul, Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian." Now, I want to say this, if you're here today and you're lost, if you become almost persuaded, that won't be good enough. Paul told Agrippa when he said that, when he said, "Almost, Paul, thou persuadest me to be a Christian," Paul said, "I would that you were not almost, but altogether." And so to be almost persuaded will not make you a Christian. The other place in the scriptures that we read, and obviously the Apostle Peter was comfortable enough with the term Christian that he used it. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 16, he said, "Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf." And so Acts chapter 11, verse 26, where we find the word Christians, Acts chapter 28 and 1 Peter 4, 16, where we find the term Christian, to the best of my knowledge, are the only three places in the scripture where those things are mentioned. We commonly hear, and I'm sure that you have heard someone say this, that we commonly hear Christian, the term Christian, defined as Christ-like. The term Christian in its in the original Greek, that was not the definition for Christian. If you look in the those places in the scriptures where that word is mentioned, in the original Greek, the word Christian meant a follower of Jesus Christ. That is the definition of Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. In Webster's dictionary, Webster's 1828 dictionary of the English language, which I believe is a very good dictionary, I want to read a couple of things that he said about it in defining Christian. He said a Christian is a believer in the religion of Christ.